things that I experienced almost seemed Dickensian.
Like, I assumed that I was going to be cut into pieces.
Being in hospital was the best thing for me.
The whole experience is just so shocking.
The Mental Health Act kicks in when somebody doesn't want to be treated or somebody doesn't want to go into hospital.
You do lose your liberty, you know, you end up being in a place that you don't have any choice over.
There are lots of different sections of the Mental Health Act, that's why we say sectioned.
Yeah, I think I was restrained. It was so traumatic, like it was the most traumatic experience that I've ever had in my life.
With me, it was partly that I thought I'd achieved my goal, that I was essentially locked up.
I was on my own. I was in a room with no windows. I didn't have anybody with me.
I was told to take off my clothes in the first probably half an hour, and I was given an internal exam. I was then put into a cell, so I was held for about 48 hours in literally what was a padded room.
I was just a revolving door. I'd be sectioned. They'd be concerned that I'd been getting institutionalised. They would send me back out from hospital. But by this stage, my life was in rubble.
On one of my hospitalisations, the person who actually made the biggest connection with me was a part of the cleaning team. She had no mental health training. She would come in every day, pop her head in, hi, how are you doing? Let's have a cup of tea, catch up. The enormous compassion that she showed me was life transforming.
There was a surprise and a shock by my own friends that when I was sectioned, how little treatment I received. And it wasn't until I was to finally be sent to a therapeutic community. And that is actually the place that in the end helped me.